Today we're continuing in the Kuntros Laman Yedu Dor Sechem put out by Yeshivat Yishrei Lev, and today we're doing the Limud for the night of the 17th of Tishrei, the first night of Chol HaMoed, Tuesday night, 17th of Tishrei, Tav Shin Ayin Vav. And this is today we're going to discuss the idea of Hidur Mitzvah as it relates to a lulav. It's a very fundamental machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, with regard to a lulav hayavesh, which is from the very beginning of the third parak of Masechta Sukkah. So we're just going to discuss some of the very fundamental ideas that appear in that machlokas. The Mishnah at the very beginning of the third parak of Masechta Sukkah tells us, lulav hagazul v'hayavesh pasul. If one has a stolen, or for our purposes, more importantly, a dried out lulav, the lulav is pasul. The question is, why is the lulav pasul? So there are two opinions on the page in the Gemara, Rashi and Tosos. Rashi writes, the reason it's pasul to be in a mitzvah b'mudaris, because you need to have hider mitzvah, you need to have a beautiful mitzvah. How do I know you need to have a beautiful mitzvah? D'chsiv, because it says in the pasuk ve'anvehu, that from the pasuk in Oz Yashir, ze keli ve'anvehu, we learn that one is supposed to have beautiful mitzvahs. In fact, the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos derives from this pasuk, ve'anvehu means hisna'el, the fun of the mitzvahs, that a person should make beautiful in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvahs, that a person should have beautiful mitzvahs in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the idea of ve'anvehu, having the most beautiful mitzvah. So over here also, if the lulav is not ve'anvehu, it's not beautiful, so just like a person has to have a sefer Torah and every other mitzvah, and tefillin na'eh, and talis na'eh, and all these nice things, a person has to have a very nice lulav, and if it's not nice, it's all dried up, it's going to be pasul. That is Shitas Rashi. Comes along Tosos and says, wait a second, is it really because ve'anvehu, because it's a lack of hider, it's a lack of beauty in the general sense that we require beauty in all mitzvahs? Tosfos writes, "Mufarish b'gemara mishum de'iskash lul ve'esrog d'chsiv behadar." No, this is much more unique to the mitzvah of Dalet Minim in particular. That by Dalet Minim, there's a requirement that it be hadar. The Torah refers to an esrog as a pre-eitz hadar. So this isn't part of the general requirement of anvehu that we have for all mitzvos. This is a very specific requirement of hidur that we have when it comes to dalet minim. And how do I know that Rashi's wrong, that it's not about this general requirement of anvehu that applies equally to all mitzvos? He says, te'in v'anvehu ele l'chadchila, because one of the rules of that general type of hidur mitzvah v'anvehu is that it's only required l'chadchila. I mean, when we speak in the general sense that you should have beautiful mitzvos, it just means l'chadchila you should have beautiful mitzvos, but it would not make it pasul if your mitzvos were not beautiful. It certainly would not be a psul in the mitzvah. So the fact that our Mishnah says that a lulav hayavesh is pasul indicates that there's something going on here that's a lot more than just the general rule of the anvehu. If we're only about the general rule of the anvehu, the Mishnah never would have said that the lulav hayavesh is pasul. It would have said it's not so nice, it's not appropriate, but the fact that it says it's pasul, that's telling us that this must be something unique to the mitzvah of Dalet Minim in particular. And that's why it's got to be Hadar. So the problem, of course, is how do we defend Rashi? Tosa seems to have a bomb kasha on Rashi, that if Va'anvehu is always just a din l'chadchila, but wouldn't pasul b'dieved. For example, Tosa says, I'll give you an example where we have even by Dalet Minim, where the Va'anvehu will not pasul b'dieved. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph says that if a person, that there's a mitzvah to bind the lulav together, to bind the hadasim, aravos, and lulav all in a single unit. Lo agdo, if you don't bind it together, kasher, it's still going to be kasher, even if you don't bind the lulav together. But nevertheless, that's only if you don't bind it together, you don't fulfill the vanvehu, it's still going to be kasher. Nevertheless, if the Tosfos seems to assume, the Gemara seems to assume, even though you didn't fulfill vanvehu, it's not good, it's not ideal, but you yotzei the mitzvah. That's all you need to be yotzei the basic mitzvah. So how do we defend Rashi's understanding? Rashi says that if you don't fulfill vanvehu, then you didn't get the mitzvah at all. So there are two ways to defend Rashi's shita. There are really many more, but two ways that we'll mention. One is the Me'iri. The Me'iri in Sukkah Daf Chav Teslan Beis says that v'anvehu just means your mitzvahs have to be beautiful. Sometimes when your mitzvahs aren't beautiful, they're not great, but they're not terrible. They're just not as beautiful as they could be. In those cases, we're going to say you're still yotzei the mitzvah. But sometimes when a mitzvah is not beautiful, it's so not beautiful, it's so ugly, it's so disgusting, it's so degraded that you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah at all. So, for example, says the Me'iri, if you don't have binding around your lulav, okay, it's not beautiful, it's not the nicest way to do the mitzvah, but it's not terrible, it's not gross, it's not disgusting, so you're still going to be yotzei the mitzvah. But sometimes the lack of the anvehu is going to be such a lacking. Your lulav is totally dried out. It's all shriveled up. It's all crumbled up. It crumples when you by the touch of the hand. Terribly dry. That's such a lack of anvehu that it will even passel. So it's a sliding scale of anvehu. It's not like you either have it or you don't have it. No, there's beautiful. It's like describing beauty in anything. A beautiful house. So there's a house that's an ugly house. A house that's a reasonably nice house. A house that's a beautiful house, that's the most beautiful. So you have the same thing with mitzvos. So if it meets a certain threshold of the anvehu, it will be kosher, but not lechatchila. And if it meets a higher threshold of anvehu, it will be even lechatchila. And if it doesn't even meet the minimum threshold of anvehu, it won't even be kosher to begin with. That's how the Me'iri explains. Reb Chaim is quoted in the Kuntras Habirim, Reb Chaim Salvechik, as saying a little bit differently. He says, there are two types of hidur when it comes to mitzvos. There's a hidur in the actual object of the mitzvah itself, in the actual item itself, and then there's a hidur not in the item itself, but a hidur in the surrounding elements of the mitzvah. So he says, think about these two examples we have of the anvehu. One is about the eged, about binding the lulav. So that's not a chisaron in the object of the mitzvah itself if you don't bind the lulav. That just means you haven't tied it together. You haven't taken something external and connected it to the mitzvah and beautified the mitzvah with externalities. Such a lacking is only going to passel, is not going to passel b'diavid. It's only going to be a problem l'chadchila. But when the chisaron is about the actual cheftzah shel mitzvah itself, the object of the mitzvah itself, well then such a lacking is even going to passel b'diavid. For example, when the lulav is dried up, where the actual object of the mitzvah is all dried up and it's all messed up, so that's going to be such a lack of anvehu. It's not just, like the Me'iri said, like a sliding scale, like a quantifiable measurement of anvehu, how ugly. It's the type of ugly, it's the type of beauty that we demand. That when the beauty is in the object itself, that's a critical beauty. But when the beauty is a different type of beauty, it's an external type of beauty, then that's not such a critical beauty to the mitzvah. So again, to summarize, the Mishnah says that a dried up lulav is possible. Rashi says, yeah, this is part of the general din of the anvehu. Tulsa says, no, this must be a special din about Dalin Minim of Prietz Hadar. This can't be about Vanvehu. If it were about Vanvehu, it wouldn't passel Bidiyeved. And therefore, and the Raya is that in the Gemara and Daf Yer Aleph, we said that if the Lulav isn't bound together, it's not passel Bidiyeved, even though it's a fulfillment of Vanvehu to bind them together. So how is Rashi going to answer that Raya from Daf Yer Aleph? Two understandings. We have the Me'iri, who suggests that there's a sliding scale of Va'anvehu. There is beauty is relative, and if you meet a certain threshold of beauty, then you're Mekayim the mitzvah, even though it's not really perfectly beautiful. That's if you don't bind to the lulav. But if you don't even meet that minimal threshold of beauty, it's dry, then you're not Mekayim the mitzvah at all. Whereas Reb Chaim understood that no, it's not that it's a sliding scale, it's that there are two fundamentally different types of Vanvehu. There's Vanvehu in the Guf HaMitzvah, and there's Vanvehu that's external to the mitzvah. When the lacking of Vanvehu of Hidur is in the Guf HaMitzvah, then your whole mitzvah is going to be possible. But when it's an external element to the mitzvah, then your mitzvah is not going to be possible. It's just not going to be the best way to do the mitzvah.